The Los Angeles Dodgers are the latest team to hire a front office executive more for his brains than his baseball experience. The Dodgers named 31-year-old Paul DePodesta as their general manager. DePodesta has an economics degree from Harvard. Commentator Frank DeFord says decision makers in sports aren't who they used to be.
It's over. The age of manliness in sports is finished. Yes, all three of our classic all-American sports, baseball, football, and basketball, have been co-opted by nerds, by mathematicians and philosophers. Real men need no longer apply. Baseball, football, and basketball used to be run by grizzled old players who had lived the right stuff. But today, our three champions are all coached by men who played not a single day in the big leagues. Interlopers, imposters, wannabes. Jack McKeon is a grandfather rescued from the rocking chair to manage the Florida Marlins. As a player, the closest he ever got to the major leagues was a double-A spring training camp 51 years ago. Greg Popovich, the coach of the San Antonio Spurs, never even played minor league. He was an Air Force officer, for goodness sake. And Bill Belichick, coach of the New England Patriots, was a preppy who had an undistinguished gridiron career at Wesleyan College. Excuse me, Wesleyan? All this started back in 1964 when a retired metallurgist named Earnshaw Cook came out with a book published by MIT entitled Percentage Baseball. It was heretical. Bat your best hitter first, not third. Never bunt, never. Relief pitchers should be used to start games and so forth. Real baseball people who knew the real percentages because, well, because that's why, said he was nuts. Then along came a busher named Earl Weaver who couldn't hit, but he pretty much proved Earnshaw Cook right. Weaver's idea of strategy, two walks and a three-run homer, doctored long ball. An evangelical Christian on the team once said, Earl, you got to walk with the Lord. Weaver replied, Pat, I'd rather have you walk with the bases loaded. Earl went into the Hall of Fame. An amateur statistician named Bill James began writing more popular heresy. The Oakland general manager, a bust as a player named Billy Bean, took up James's sacrilegious ideas, and Oakland bloomed. Toronto and Boston joined the apostasy. The Red Sox even hired Bill James, which is like an Atkins diet picnic, bringing along carbohydrates. The trend accelerates. Recently, the New Jersey Nets fired their coach, an elite former NBA star, and hired a 33-year-old, 5'8" munchkin who in college was a manager. Yeah, the guy who handed out towels to the real players and has never been a head coach except maybe for a CYO kids team. And he's got the Nets playing gangbusters. Hey, if we can put a man on the moon and a rover on Mars, maybe the same kind of guys can win a stupid game. Still, it makes you yearn for the good old simple days of gut feeling in sport. Like when Chuck Dressen of the Dodgers used to say, stay close, boys, and I'll think of something.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.